still situation is changing, not so maybe drastically and rapidly like on Saturday. Now one of the major rivers in the region, River Sava, is the biggest danger because it's a huge river and because there were some floods and the water is out of the normal flow in both Croatia and Bosnia, and now the water is entering into Serbia along the River Sava, where literally hundreds of thousands of bags with sand are put to make higher and stronger the river embankments. But now the water is coming through the land, through the forests, and it's extremely difficult to protect it. In some places who were not accessible for days, there are already some information about some diseases which are starting there. The most dangerous place, Obrenovac, is still under the water, but the level of water is going down. And information are still coming from different sides, and it's extremely difficult still to coordinate everything. From the side of Caritas, there are ongoing activities in two places, in Šabac and Valjevo, where Caritas is distributing food and basic hygiene items. And during the week, it will also be done in the Belgrade municipality Obrenovac. At the moment, one of my colleagues is visiting two other municipalities, Krupanj and Ub, which are also in extremely difficult situation. The idea is to assess the situation and during the week to provide as better and as much coordinated assistance to those people there. Still quite chaotic situation on the field. And what I can say at the moment is that more than 20,000 people, 25,000 people are evacuated. That evacuation is still ongoing. Thousands of houses are destroyed. Thousands of houses are still flooded. And still impossible to say what will be the final outcome and the level of the damage. From our side, as Caritas and Catholic Church in Serbia, we are here. We are willing to assist. We need support from outside in order to do this. Food, hygiene, disinfection items are the first priority. We're already thinking about providing some food for animals in places where animals survived. Then, based on the assessment and information from the field, we'll be able to give more accurate information in the next days and to provide better assistance.
To where have the people been evacuated? And also, you mentioned diseases, the start of diseases. What kind of diseases are we seeing?
Around 5,000 people from Obrenovac, which is just like 30 kilometers far away from Belgrade, are situated in Belgrade in a number of collective centers which are opened. A lot of people are evacuated to their relatives. Some people are still on the upper floors of the buildings and their houses in the flooded areas. And in places which are partly flooded, there are also collective centers where the people are accommodated and just situated as the first line of assistance. Which kind of diseases? These are infections due to polluted water and for digestion, stomach problems.
What can people do then to get aid to Caritas Serbia? Are they to donate to their local Caritas offices?
On our website, which is quite simple, it's caritas.rs. There is information with the bank accounts. And there are our contact details, so whoever is willing and able to support us, please contact us. We'll provide additional information if it's needed. The best way of assistance in this moment is really financial assistance, because a number of goods can be purchased on the local level, and then it's just a question of distribution locally.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I would just like to thank you for the attention you are giving to this and whatever you can do to help us and to help these thousands of people who are in terrible problems in these days. And just don't forget us, because after this first impact, these people coming back to their empty houses will be still in huge problems. They already now asking for some psychological support. And it will also be needed in the next days and weeks, and we should not abandon them.